I believe the thought came to me when I was about 11 years old. I'll become an idiot. I had noticed some in the neighborhood. Those who the people call seem to have a more peaceful life. Nothing was expected of them. Imagine myself standing on street corners, hands in pockets, drooling a bit at the mouth. Nobody would bother me. I began to put my plan into effect. I was first noticed in the schoolyards. My mates jibed at me, taunted me. Even my father noticed, "You act like a goddamn idiot." One of my teachers noticed, "Mrs. Grant is a long-suckin' lad. She kept me after class. What is it, Henry? You tell me." She put her arms about me and rested myself against her. "Tell me, Harry, don't be afraid." I didn't say anything. "You can't stay as long as you want, Harry. You don't have to talk." She kissed me on the forehead and reached down and lightly touched one of her silken legs. Mrs. Gratis was a hot number. She kept me after school almost every day, and everybody hated me. But I believe that I had the most wonderful hard-ons of any 11-year-old boy in the city of Los Angeles.